Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory. There's no one like you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a war in the heaven because we worship and praise him. Hallelujah. There's no one like him. Glory be to his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That was Sister LaRoe and singing that song, The Great I Am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you for your spirit. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's no one like you, Lord. Heavens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you're dismayed for an escape, if you're looking for comfort, surrender, deliverance, it's found in Jesus Christ. Yeah, he is the great I am. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. of your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, here on Blog Talk Radio, Thursday evening. And we're going to continue our Bible study. And the title of the study is, What's Next? What's going to happen? What do we expect next? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We touch in different topics. Hallelujah. But first, let me just share with you that you could call 516-418-5944 to Blog Talk Radio. So want to be studio. If you have a little testimony, we will deal with that, even if we have to stop the teaching to go another day. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me give you a little disclaimer, a little itinerary of the church. First of all, they here on Blog Talk Radio, they do not belong to Pastor Carlos Ramos, Carlos A. Ramos Jr. They do not belong to The Way, the Truth, and the Life Church. They do not belong to Blog Talk Radio. They belong to the individual artists who sing the song, whose songs, glory be to the Lord. And because the CDs or DVDs, in it we have permission to use their songs. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me give you a little itinerary of the church. So you're every Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. Same number. You could call 6-944 and be an active participant here on Blog Talk Radio with us. So every Sunday at 7 p.m. we have the Bible Mysteries. We read some scripture, we ask a question, and come up with the correct answer. The church will mail you out a beautiful pamphlet that talks about furniture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It talks about the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. This is a beautiful pamphlet of the tabernacle, and it's colorful, it's accordion style. I would recommend you put it inside your Bible or wherever you go for a meeting or something like that. While you're waiting to be called, you could look up and study. Now, this tabernacle was also called the Tent of Meetings that Moses built. And what happened was they would take down the tent of meetings and move along with the cloud. And then wherever the cloud stopped, they would rebuild the tent of meetings and they will continue the sacrifices. And God spoke to Moses and the people from the mercy seat. So this is something that you will get for free for having the correct answer on Sunday, 7 p.m. for the Bible Mysteries. On Tuesdays at 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, we have intercessory prayer where we're praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for our government, for our families, for our churches. And you could call this here on Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944, and be an active participant in intercessory prayer. We have several subtopics that we enumerated. And you could you will be given several of them for you to pray for as you become an active participant. On Thursdays, like tonight, at 7 p.m., we have the Bible studies. And our topic right now that we're going over is called What's Next? And we've spoken about several different topics. Right now, we are dealing with the judgment seat of Christ or the Bema seat. We spoke about the good works, the bad works, and the motivations. But we're going to be talking about, we're going to end it up today. Today is the third part, and it's the final part of it before we go on to something else. And the next subject that we're going to be touching is the marriage supper of the Lamb, which takes place in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the judgment seat of Christ, or the Bema seat, also takes place in heaven. After the rapture, after we go up, we're going to go to the Bema seat, or the judgment seat of Christ. We judge for the good or the evil that we have done after salvation. Glory be to the Lord. You can't do anything to obtain salvation. Salvation is a free gift from God. The Word of God tells us in Ephesians 2:8-9, we have received a free gift from God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. God has given it to us for free because it's pay the price for sin. He shed his precious blood. And because he became sin for us, according to 2 Corinthians 5:20, we become the righteousness of God in him. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So there's going to be a rapture. A lot of people don't believe in the rapture because they don't find the word in the English translation. But if there was to look in the Latin Vulgate, Jerome, when he wrote it, when he came to 2 Thessalonians there, 4:16, talking about harpazo, or being taken by force. That's a Greek word, harpazo, and in the English translation is rapture. Glory be to the Lord. And when you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, a lot of the English versions now has that the Antichrist will not be revealed until there be a rebellion first of falling away. But when you go back to the Geneva Bible, it says there'll be a departure first. So there'll be a rapture before the Antichrist is revealed, before the tribulation starts. And I love the King James. You look at the history of how we got the King James Version and all the other versions before it, you're going to realize that the King James Version, they wrote there'll be falling away first, meaning that people are going to leave the faith. But when you look at the Geneva, which the pilgrims brought over in the discovery of America, it says there'll be a departure first, a departure. So we're going to be going up in the rapture. The dead in Christ will rise first, and we that remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. Our bodies will be changed to a glorified body, and we're going to know who Christ is because we're going to be just like him. He's going to take us to his Father's house. We're going to be presented with the Bema seat, the meal, and the Lamb's marriage. And then we come back to rescue the remnant of Israel that's going to be hid in the mountains when the Antichrist sits in the temple of God as he's God. Glory be to the Lord. But that's a different study. Today we're going to finish the judgment seat of Christ or the Bema seat. So let's have a word of prayer first. Father God, we want to thank you for this evening. You have given us an understanding. We pray for wisdom and word that we may teach your word, your precept, your concept, your commandments. Father God, that we may live holy before you. Father God, thank you. Thank you that Jesus left us an example. He says, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me read one scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 14. It says, If any man's work abide, thereupon he shall receive a reward. So we're going to go through some of the scripture that talk about the rewards and some of the scripture that's going on. Once again, you can call 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to be connected with the studio here on Blog Talk Radio. To the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If any man's work abide, which he hath built upon, he shall receive a reward. And we know that we build Christ. Make a new foundation like a building. The foundation has been laid already. You have to understand that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. So the foundation has been laid already that God tells us to do. We follow the will of God. So we love mankind no matter what they do. And knowing the terror of God, we persuade men to come over to know the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a sacrifice for our sins. You know, we deserve to go to that cross, but he took our place. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So let me just read some things that's going to help us out in this third part of the Bema Seat, or the Judgment Seat of Christ. So let's read what will be the results of the judgment. Remember the judgment? We're going to go before the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema Seat. Believers will gain or lose rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. Works enduring through the fire of God's judgment will be rewarded. Works that do not survive the fire of judgment will lose their value. So brothers and sisters, don't evangelize with the wrong motives. Everything we do to please God. Everything we do is to do the will of my Father. There was a time when Christ came to the town, and the people there, you know, when the family came by, they told Jesus, look, your family's looking for you. They're outside. And he looked around and he said to them, my family is the ones that do the will of my Father. Glory be to the Lord. That was not showing disrespect. Jesus had an assignment. He had to fulfill it. Glory. And he wasn't going to leave his assignment for family because he saw them every day. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's read at losing rewards. Several scriptures indicate that rewards can be lost. John wrote about the possibility of being ashamed at the coming of Christ, 1 John 2:28. The grammar of this passage suggests the self-realizing embarrassment of shame at the appearing of the Lord rather than any punitive shaming from the Lord. Believers will not be condemned. Romans 8:1. John also taught that one could lose reward from unfaithful living. 2 John 8. He wanted his readers to get the full reward that was available to them for their service. Paul also said being disqualified by failing to live a faithful life. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. In Paul's analogy of the house that is burned, the works are consumed, but the builder escapes with his life. Rewards are lost, but the person is not. Believers can lose the recognition and reward that they could have received had they done their works according to God's standards, even though ministry done for the wrong motive may result in the forfeit of rewards, it may still have eternal effects. Philippians 1:14-19. God's word does not return void and may have an effect in spite of the person who may have been doing their duty in the power of the flesh. So we cannot say that we helped the poor or this did that with the wrong motives, selfishness, looking for accolades, looking for position or promotion. That's the wrong way of looking at things. We do things to please the Father. We do things because we love the brethren and the sister. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, you don't want to, the work that you do, you could lose it and you still be saved. But, you know, let's say you evangelize for 3 years and you're doing this, but the motives are wrong. You know, when it comes to the judgment, that work that you put in for evangelism is burnt. It's like wood, hay, or stubble. It's going to burn. You want to do things to the glory of God the Father. So if you do your evangelism and it's to please the Father, it'll be like gold, bronze, or silver. It'll stand the testing of the fire. Glory be to the Lord. Gaining rewards. The distribution of rewards will take place at the judgment. The rewards are never given to satisfy the believer's ego, but to bring praise and glory to Christ, who empower the believer to serve. Philippians 1:11. Rewards are promised for faithful service, God's work, the fruit of righteousness, glorifying the one who graciously imputed his righteousness to believers. John 21. The New Testament mentions a series of crowns as motivations for godly behavior. The Bible speaks of two kinds of crowns in general. One is the diadem that we rulers wear. The other is the victory crown. In Greek, it's crowns Stephanos, awarded to those who achieve great accomplishments. The latter term is used to speak of the crowns of reward that are promised to the believers for successful service for the Lord, with the imaginary of the winner's crown handed out in the sporting events and military ceremonies of the first century. The New Testament writers use the crowns to picture the commendations to come to the Christians at the judgment of their works. Athletes' crowns were woven vines or wreaths made of withered wild celery. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:25, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Scripture, such crowns. And we're going to go over, and I'm just going to mention the names of the crowns. I'm not going to go into them because that's a teaching in itself. Crown of life. There is the crown of righteousness. There is the crown of glory. There is the crown of rejoicing. The glory of the crowns. Believers will one day use their crowns to praise and worship the Lord as they lay them before the throne of heaven. Revelations 4 and 10. Rewards also imply future responsibilities and privileges. Though believers will cast their crowns at Christ's feet, he might give them back as he assigns faithful believers with privileged positions of responsibility and rulership. Two principles to remember. The parable of the talents, Matthew 25, 14 to 30, and the parable of the pounds, Luke 19, 13 to 27, illustrate an important and balancing set of principles in God's reward program. The talent illustrate that in some ways, believers receive equal, unequal stewardship responsibilities in proportion to their ability. Not all believers enjoy the same natural talent, spiritual gifts, givenness, intellect, educational, or sovereign design opportunities. They may, however, receive equal commendations and rewards from the Lord for their faithfulness. On the other hand, the parable of the pounds illustrate that in some ways all believers share an equal entrustment before the Lord. Each one has a life to live and to give God, the scripture, a common faith and the gospel message. Different assignments in God's kingdom are awarded according to proportionate faithfulness. Therefore, both God's grace and human faithfulness play a part when Christ rewards believers. The metaphors of judgment. The Bible uses several metaphors to describe the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema Seat. These words pictures are designed for both meditation and application. Biblical illustrations allow one to keep the truth in mind and to probe deep into their implications. In addition, each image illustrates what one needs to do to successfully prepare for the coming judgment. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be. Hallelujah. So there's several metaphors that's talking about the crowns. I'll give you some of them. The building, the athletic race, the marriage, the author's report, work, farming, investment, favors, battles of war, working, boxing match. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so here's the conclusion for the lesson on the Bema Seat or the judgment seat of Christ. And that is something that we have to be cognizant of, my brothers and sisters, because we all are going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We all are going to be judged for what we have done. If in teaching in this Blog Talk Radio, my motives are not according to the will of the Father, then everything that I have done here on Blog Talk Radio will be no good, will be burnt. It will not pass fire. Important that we do it as unto the Lord. We don't do it for accolades. We don't do it for monetary purposes. We don't do it to get a pat in the back. We don't do it to be recognized by no one. As a matter of fact, we want to do the work of the Lord, and we don't want anybody to give us any praises, because all praises belong to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so that's the Bema of Christ. We're going to be talking next marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to touch that a little bit, and we're going to see if we could do it in one session. If not, we'll split it up. But the marriage seat of the Lamb, it's from Revelation chapter 19. So if you want to read it and study it, and take it in before next week, I encourage that, that you look it over, that you study it, and get it into your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, you, that everything that you do it as unto the Lord. He is our master. He is the one that we have to answer to. He is the one that we have to give of all in all. He is the one that one day will come back and will restore the earth. He will put his kingdom. He will reign as King of Kings, and Lord of Nations will come to Jerusalem for the of tabernacles, and they're going to come to worship Jesus. And, you know, it seems like the way the world is going now, it's not going very well. People are dying here and back. People are doing the wrong thing. People are choosing to do the wrong thing. People are leaving the faith. If we look at the media, we see how people who were on the top of the mountains in Christianity have been brought very low because they allow themselves to compromise and to not do the will of God because they want to satisfy the flesh. They've been blinded by the enemy. And we have to be very careful. We have to pray without ceasing. We have to ask God to help us that we don't fall in that same manner. Because we don't preach a greasy grace. You know, we don't encourage no one to sin and then God, greasy grace. God will forgive us. But once we are forgiven, we should not go back and redo that which he delivered us from. He delivered us from evil. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're no longer slaves to sin or Satan. We belong to the Lord. We live in righteousness and holiness. And one thing you have to always remember, the enemy would always remind you of your flesh, your past sins, everything that you have done wrong. But the blood of Jesus is more than sufficient. He covers us. He washes us. And he presents us as a chaste virgin to his Father because we are obedient to his word. He says, I'll give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. So we have to love each other, my brothers and sisters. We have to love even the enemy. You know, people misunderstand what Christ meant when he said, turn the other cheek. People in this world will lambaste you, will say all sorts of things against you, will judge you for your Christianity, will try to embarrass you, but you have to put all that to one side. Like Paul said, I count everything lost for the cross of Christ. So we have to put everything to one side, and knowing that these people, the enemy has blinded them. When you are present in the room, the room is in, but when you're there, it's a light that's shining. The light is in everything. And that's why sometimes people reject you because your life, the word in you, the spirit in you, exposes their sin. People don't like that at all. So what we need to do is just allow God, the Holy Spirit, to guide us and direct us in the way we should go. Pray without ceasing. I cannot emphasize that more. Fast, stay close with God, have an intimate relationship with God. Don't settle for anything. Just remember one thing. God is holy. He wants us to be holy like he's holy. And he wants us to love our neighbor as ourselves. He wants us to take care of our neighbor. Yes, they might be in darkness. They might do the wrong thing. but maybe if you pray for them, the Holy Spirit will work on their behalf, and then they'll come to the light. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in conclusion, let me just say that God loves you. And even if you do no work at all, God still loves you. But he wants us to work, to do the right thing, to work the right works, righteousness and holiness. Tell others about what God has done for you. Don't keep it hid away, but expose it, show others what God can do for them. Because a single word or two, God loves you, could change a person's life. Could change a person's life. The Holy Spirit will touch them and they will revive. Because the Bible says in 2 Ephesians chapter 2 that we're dead in our sins. But it's the Holy Spirit who revives us. Remember, the Bible says the same Spirit that revived Jesus is in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So don't give yourself over to compromise, you know. Don't give yourself over to compromise. Stand up for the truth. Stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to have, in the long run, you're going to have the victory. So this is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos. Here on Blog Talk Radio, 516-418-5944. If you'd like to send the church email message, you could send it to wtltabernacle@gmail.com. Once again, I give that to you. It's wtltabernacle@gmail.com. Or you call this pastor, 772-626-3178. That's a Florida number. So you can call me anytime. That you're welcome to call and you're welcome to send us a message via the email. And we will respond and we'll try to help out the best that we know how. At the moment in time, we want to thank God for Blog Talk Radio. For the people behind the scenes, you don't hear them, you don't see them, but they're there making sure that everything works properly. We had a little bit of problem in the last past week, but they corrected it, and so we're back on the air. We want to thank God for that. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So I would pray that our Father will protect them and guide them, will protect their families, will hedge them about. Don't let no harm and danger come their way as they continue to service the Lord, as they continue to make this medium open to us, the Lord, for that. We want to thank the Lord for that, for the power that we have on Blog Talk Radio. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay, so it is 14 minutes to the end of the program. I'm not you on the air because we know that there's a lot of things that could be said and done, but we're going to be led by the Spirit of God. And we're going to say, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you and guide you, you know, until we meet again. Don't forget Sunday at 7 p.m. We have the Bible mystery. You call 4-5-4-1-4. We encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here. Press number 1 to speak, to be connected to the studio. And on Sunday, the mystery is Why Would All Nations Mourn? 24. Why would the nations mourn? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew, why would the nations mourn? And as you read that and study it, you're going to come up with the answer, and right answer, you're going to get from the church. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you.